Despite the availability of effective treatments, few people seek help for their social fears. In one study, only 5.4% of people with SAD and no other psychiatric disorders ever received mental health treatment. There are several explanations why people with SAD avoid treatment. For starters, the fear of being evaluated by a therapist and the stigma of seeking psychological services. Thus, the very features of the disorder may prevent a person from seeking treatment for it. Another explanation is that many doctors, teachers, parents, and peers do not believe that social anxiety disorder is a real condition, and instead view it as nothing more than extreme shyness or inhibition. Finally, healthcare providers are often ill-equipped to assess SAD and may not be aware of evidence-based treatments. And clients often do not know enough about social fears to discuss them with their doctors. Sadly, 60 to 80% of people with SAD suffer from symptoms for at least 2 decades. Thus, it is important to understand not only what social anxiety is, but also what perpetuates social fears. We're taking a break. We shall return tomorrow, Friday, 3rd of July 2015, and we shall continue with this series looking at the fear of evaluation. A central component of the social anxiety experience is how a person thinks about him or herself, about others, and about social situations. People very often feel socially anxious when they wish to make a good impression on others, but doubt their ability to do so. We'll be taking a look at this, and then we'll go on to biased attention and interpretation. If you were to observe what people with SAD pay attention to in a social interaction, you would find they are quick to recognize any signs of social threats. For example, they are faster at detecting angry faces in a crowd. So imagine looking at the audience as you give a speech, and the first faces you notice are scowling back. We'll take a look at that tomorrow on the program, and then go on to deficient positive experiences, the strongest predictor of a happy, meaningful, long-lasting life is the presence of satisfying, healthy relationships. And the fact that people with SAD frequently avoid social interactions, even those with the potential for fun or intimacy, well, this means that they miss out on a very important source of positive experiences. That and more we'll have a look at tomorrow here on the English program. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/EnglishRadio. Tell us what you think.